This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and we've got a special interview that we've been conducting here tonight about a pretty serious topic that really can happen to a lot of people, and this is just one of the various scams. We're talking about what's called the romance scam, the various scams going on the internet today. You meet somebody on a dating website, you get a what feels like a connection to that person, even though you've never actually spoken to them. It sounds unbelievable until it happens to you.
Yeah, I would like to remind people that I'm sure we have thousands of people right now saying they're going, oh, that could never happen to me. The number one way to guarantee that it happens to you is to believe that
it could never happen to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Ian, Aria, and Mark here in our studio. We've got Ronald. He is the victim of this particular scam. And as you say, Ronald, your whole life you'd never been taken for anything, not even a dime, until all of a sudden you met this woman claiming to be Catherine Espinosa on the internet, who then said she needed $5,000. She's a big antiques dealer. She's in South Africa making a big deal for $500,000 worth of antiques, but oops, she forgot to bring an extra $5,000 along to pay the customs officials with. So you agreed to go and purchase a bunch of gift cards for her at
from
the
Target.
Local Target.
In some manner, she was going to use these to pay off a customs agent in South Africa.
Which still remains to be seen how that would work, but
it wouldn't make a difference. I mean, you know, all you have to do is take your point and believe it thoroughly enough.
Well, third world countries, maybe they would take gift cards, right?
So the Target employee talked you out of it. You went home. She got angry.
Right.
And she, started trying to psychologically manipulate you. But at some point, you agreed to go back.
Yeah, and it was that evening. We argued about it for 2-3 hours. After I had returned home with, after deciding not to buy any gift cards. So I was skeptical. But as it turned out, I again suspended my disbelief after that, second long argument.
You really wanted to believe that this person cared about you, was interested in you, and she had promised, didn't she promise that she was going to come and be with you after she got done there in South Africa?
Yeah, that was the hook. That as I, first of all, we argued before the first time I went to Target. I gave in and I went. The assistant manager there talked me out of it. I left with no gift cards. I went back home, contacted her again, and we had a second long argument about it in which she berated me and saying that I was capable of being influenced by other people and not trusting her. And I felt bad about that. And finally, late that night, I agreed to go back to Target, which closes at midnight. Mm. So I guess it was in the 10 o'clock hour that night, after we'd been arguing about it for 2-3 hours in the second argument, I agreed to return to Target and buy the gift cards. And that time, I really did buy the $5,000 worth of gift cards. And that was the beginning of the end of my money. That $5,000 purchase of Target Visa gift card.
You walked out of Target with 40 plus gift cards of $100 to $200 a pop or something like
that. Yeah, some were 50, but some were 200, but most of them were $100.
And then what did you have to do? Did you have to give her all of the card numbers, the 16-digit long card numbers and expiration dates?
The way it worked, exactly. She instructed me. I never had any experience with gift cards before that. Okay, so I just didn't know a lot about a lot of stuff.
Well, you learned the hard way. So you gave her all that information. You sat there.
I didn't know about romance scams, and I didn't know about gift cards.
And so you typed in over text. Ronald, so we're going to have to speed the conversation up a little bit because we're actually in our third hour here and all we got is three of them. So you typed out over your text messaging all of 40 plus, however many of these gift cards you got.
I texted her each gift card, one at a time, front and back.
You took pictures of them.
I took a picture of each gift card and texted it to her. And then she said that she had a way to convert that the gift card information to cash right there. So that would be good enough for her. That was why the gift cards, that was why gift cards were a solution for her.
When did she hit you up for the next amount of money, and how much was it?
The very next day. The very next day. We did it. We finished the gift cards. I purchased them on the 29th of November. On the 30th of November, early in the morning, I finished texting them to her, and I thought it was done. And she promised that she would come to the United States. As soon as I paid the $5,000 for her, she would pay off the VAT. She would pay the VAT tax with it and then leave South Africa and come to San Francisco, fly directly to San Francisco and meet me at the airport, and she would stay with me as my woman. That was the foundation of the whole scam that I was going to
get. Did you ask her what she was going to do with $500,000 of antiques at your house?
Well, she would ship those somewhere else.
And how the hell was she going to fly to San Francisco?
That came up shortly thereafter when I asked her, you know, where are you going to ship them? She said, I want to ship them to your place. And And I told her, well, I don't have enough room here for all those antiques. And then I came up with a solution to store them at a local public storage place they had to ship to my house.
What was your question going to be about, though, Mark? You were going to ask a question.
If she's going to fly to San Francisco from South Africa, I mean, that would suggest that she's buying a ticket with no money rather than going back to Denver, where she's from. I mean, I don't...
Well, she presumably already had a round-trip ticket, too.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, she said she was going to fly to San Francisco, and that doesn't
The presumption was that she had a round-trip ticket to come back.
All right.
Okay, so that was never an issue about how she was going to buy a ticket to get here. But that was a presumption. Of course, it wasn't true, but that's what I believe.
So and she hit you up for more money the next day. How much was the second request?
So after we did the $5,000 on the 29th, on the 30th, he asked me for another $3,350, also in gift cards, for airport expenses, for luggage expenses at the airport, that was it. She wanted $2,850 for airport expenses, and another $500 just in case something came up at the airport, something unforeseen came up at the airport, and she would have an extra $500 to cover it. So that was $3,350. So I went back to Target. And I bought $3,350 worth of gift cards, same Target Visa gift cards. And I came back home and I texted her pictures of them, and she converted them to cash.
Okay.
And
then
always she wanted the receipt. She always wanted me to also to text her a picture of the receipt for the purchase. So I did that for the $5,000. I sent her the receipt, and I sent her the receipt
Okay. I know why she wanted that. So, so the reason why is when you buy a gift card on the internet, there's websites. So I've not bought these gift cards before, but I have, used Bitcoin to purchase a gift card. There's a website called Redeem. It's spelled with three E's, R-E-D-E-E-E-M. And they will sell you, like you can get an Amazon gift card there, for instance. You can get them for up to 25% off. And the person shows you the receipt to prove that they bought the card, right? Like that they didn't just get this number from somewhere else, that they have, you know, legitimately purchased this card. So she, the scammer, was probably taking your receipt photographs, selling those gift cards on websites to purchase Bitcoin. So I bet that's what she was doing with them.
Selling the cards online, the gift cards online to purchase Bitcoin.
That's what she was doing. Yep, I'm pretty sure that's what she was doing.
And she had to prove purchase. She had to prove a purchase of the gift cards, and that's why she wanted the receipt.
Correct.
That's what you're saying?
Yep.
So. Yeah. Okay, that's legitimate. She always impressed upon me, you must send me the receipt. You must send me the receipt.
If you don't send the receipt, if she doesn't have the receipt, she won't get the deal. The deal won't go through online. So that was an important aspect for her to get you to do that. All right, so now you've bought over $8,000 worth of gift cards for her. Then what?
Okay, that was on the 30th of November. The next day, on the 1st of November, the third day in a row now, She asked me for another amount of money. She asked me for $8,300 worth of gift cards on the 1st of December.
Now what's the excuse? What did she cook up for this one?
Now that was, so the $5,000 was for a value added tax. The $3,350 was for airport expenses and an extra $500 for spending money at the airport in case she needed it. And the third day, that was the 29th of November, 30th of November, and the third day was the 1st of December, and that was when she asked me for $8,300 because she said, she told me, I have another problem. the hotel where I'm staying, or motel, I think it was a hotel where I'm staying, has my passport and will not release it to me because I owe money for my stay.
Hold on. I have to pay Ronald, we'll get the rest of the story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
All right.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Maxwell is scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
dinovite.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dinovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
dinovite.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We would give you the phone numbers out, because normally this is an open phone show, but tonight we are focused on one interview, and that is with Ronald. He is a man who was new to the internet as of 2019. Amazingly, as I've said before, there are people out there that they don't get online. And, you know, not to say that being online for 20 years makes you necessarily immune to scams. It sure as hell doesn't.
You would have gotten an email in that time from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
And at least have some, you know, sort of savvy. Well,
they're pretty good at filtering the Nigerian prince emails these days. Those usually end up in your spam folder. But I've been on the internet my entire life, basically, up until, you know, I think I got cable modem when I was 16 in Florida in the mid-1990s. And I've been taken by online scams. Not like this. Not romance scams, but other variants of different scams online. And it's always an embarrassment to admit, yeah, I got scammed. And this one is a major one. And one of the questions we were just talking about, Ron, during the break here was, at any point, you know, you've just kind of taken us through the first 3 or 4 days of talking to this person online who, you know, had this, what felt like a connection to you. You spent a lot of time talking with her and it felt good and it felt right. And then things got weird when she asked for money and wanted you to go and get gift cards and you got talked out of it by the manager of the store, but ultimately you went back. You were persuaded by this manipulative person to go and do this. At any point, had you told her the amount of money that you had access to from your mother? Because we hadn't revealed at any point during this interview how much you actually ended up losing. I don't think we said it on the air yet, but it was hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long run to this scam artist. Did you, during your conversations with her in those early days, ever say, you know, when she was talking about how big moneyed she was and how much money she had and how she was a successful antique dealer, did you say, oh, my mother left me a very large inheritance of X $100,000. Did you drop that information on her at any point?
I never told her exactly how much money I had. Never. But later on in December, weeks into the scam, I did tell her that it was my inheritance that I was draining to lend her money.
So in the early days, she didn't know. She was just testing the water. She dropped $5,000 out there. You took it. You gave it to her. She did another $3,000. She went for another $8,000. So she was just trying the low numbers just to see how you would react and what you would do. She didn't know necessarily how much she could ultimately get from you at that point.
Right. That's right. She never, because she didn't know how much I had, and I made it a point not to tell her that.
Yeah, I think the most important part here is that it's that first amount. So once you put that first amount in, there's always the hope that this person's telling the truth and they're going to pay you back. Because she always talked about how she was going to pay back. Mm-hmm. So at first she needed $5,000 for a VAT tax,
right,
to get the antiques out of South Africa. And then she needed, the next was airport fees and the next
and
was
then
hotel
fees.
Right.
And a variety of things.
And then hotel fees. These all sound legitimate. She's in a hotel in South Africa. Well, she has to pay a bill to get out. So when she said they were holding her passport pending payment of the bill, that made sense to me. It was plausible. Every excuse she gave me had some a degree of plausibility to it. And when you're already suspending your disbelief and someone gives you a plausible story,
someone who's special to you, somebody who you want to be with,
rich and attractive,
yeah,
and owes you money.
Yeah. Now,
right,
let's jump forward some more. You got her the with the $8,000, she wanted more gift cards. You went and got her more.
She wanted $8,300 to pay her hotel bill. And, of course, every time she asked me for a loan,
right,
she said, as soon as you send this, I will hop onto a plane and fly to San Francisco and be in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
That was her key expression. I heard it over.
But
I
weeks
got
later,
her,
she was not in your arms. She never did.
Well, right. That never happened. That part never happened. But that was always the promise, and often in the same words. I can't wait to be in your arms. I have to be in your arms.
After the $8,000, how long before she hit you up for the next amount? Because it was the next one where I got involved, right?
Right. So the third amount of for $8,300 worth of gift cards, and after I sent that, and every time she asked me for an amount of money, she swore that that would be the last loan she would request from me.
Mm-hmm.
I would just pay that one more, she would be free to leave South Africa, and she would come to me in San Francisco. So every time I took out a loan for her, I believed that it was the last time. I wouldn't have to do it again. I wouldn't have to send any more money each time.
But then she asked again.
Right. And so how long between that?
Right, right after that, she would ask again.
So the 8,000 was on, like, December 1st. Then what?
Very important. Yeah. I sent her I bought $8,300 worth of gift cards for her on December 1st. And that day in the afternoon, before I went to Target to buy the gift cards, she gave me a bank account number for Citizens Bank. And she told me, and she gave me a bank phone number, a bank account number for a checking account, and the last four digits of a tax ID number. And she told me to call that bank, and she gave me instructions to navigate through the phone's automated system. And she told me, do this, call this number, listen to the balance. I'll tell you how to do it. Press one, press mm-hmm. one again, and then you'll hear the balance. And then call me back, and then text me back the amount of money in that account after you hear it.
Now, so you've got some experience and knowledge about this particular bank account.
Yeah. When you told me about this, Ron, because again, as for our listeners, you and I talked about this for 2.5 hours on the phone. When you told me this, I was like, oh my God, I've heard this same, because I've seen a bunch of scams on the internet, and I didn't recognize the number, but I recognized Citizens Bank. I'm like, I know what this is. And so the point of this, her giving you this information, was to make her look more legitimate. You're already into her for $16,000, at this point, and she's going to hit you up for more. So she wants to convince you that, hey, I'm really this millionaire's, right? Like, I've got all this money. How much was in the bank account?
To give her credibility. It was all to give her credibility. And the amount I heard in the automated system was $51 million plus. $51 million, some hundred dollars, even down to the cent.
Now think about how persuasive that feels, right?
The whole was it, yeah.
You know,
it really was.
You didn't believe this lady, or you were skeptical, and then she gives you all the numbers you need to call up and listen to a bank tell you $51 million are in a checking account.
$51 million it was in a personal checking account.
But that's where she told you a lie.
Her father.
So she told you a lie about that because it wasn't a personal account, I suspect. I think I know which account it was because I've come across the same thing. I had a person scamming me. Now, again, it wasn't a different type of scam, but they gave me information about their supposed bank account at Citizens Bank, and I ended up actually looking up the bank account. This scam didn't work on me, but I looked up the number. I'm like, what are the odds that somebody will put their bank account number on the internet? Very, very slim, right? You shouldn't put your bank account information on the internet. But I just figured, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pop this on a search, and I'm going to see what comes up. And what came up was a law firm and a PDF that this law firm had published related to some case or whatever it was. And in this PDF, the law firm had payment information as to how to pay them into their bank account. And this law firm, when I called the number and went through the process that Ron also went through, had like $20+ million in the bank account. So I suspect that it's the exact same bank account, and that this law firm has no idea that there is a group of scam artists on the internet. Stand by, Ronald. We're going to continue with this, giving out their information. They got their tax ID number, so they're able to get. You can get into this account easily. All you got to know is that tax ID. There's more coming up. Last four. And I don't know what happened with our music bed there, but we're supposed to be in the middle of a break. So we're going to keep doing a quick chat here. We may still be on the radio right now. I'm not sure about that. We don't want to give you too much information that we're going to have to repeat coming up here when we come back in. Hopefully everything's all right there at our network studios, because normally they would have noticed that we're in break by now and cut right in with whatever commercials are supposed to be playing.
Don't some stations just immediately come in with the commercials? I mean,
some stations? No, it would be the first minute is a network minute, so
okay.
We're in the middle of our part of the break right now, and then presumably the local stations will kick in here in about 20 seconds or so, and then we will definitely be off the air if the local stations do that.
Well, right. That'll be good at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to set off the little lights flashing and the sirens. And
silent
the
sensor.
Across
yeah.
America.
Right.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a resolution to keep the federal government open one more week and giving lawmakers a chance to negotiate a deal on a spending bill before Friday's deadline. The temporary funding bill now goes to the Senate, which is expected to pass it and send it along to President Trump. 17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in four states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were done unlawfully. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 states signed on to a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. The suit is also asking for the date for Electoral College voting to be pushed back. The court has given those four states until Thursday afternoon to file a response. This is USA Radio News. A California judge is pushing back against Los Angeles County's ban on outdoor dining. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. Decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, Indiana is the latest state to enact new coronavirus restrictions in the face of a surge of new cases. Governor Eric Holcomb announced Wednesday that he's ordering hospitals to suspend non-emergency inpatient elective procedures for the next 3 weeks, as well as setting new limits for social gatherings. The state added nearly 6,000 new cases on Wednesday, and the governor says the new orders are to help ease the burden on the state's overwhelmed hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live special episode here, interview piece, deep, sad interview that hopefully will be instructional to people out there. And as I told Ron, we've got, you know, we're a talk radio show, so we've got a lot of talk stations that are airing this show across the United States, and their audience does tend to be older. Their audience tends to be 55 65 70,
and I'm afraid that's the target.
Yeah, of the scammers.
Of scammers generally, and romance scammers are...
Especially the romance scammers.
No difference. I mean, male, female, they're out there, and they're, you know, they want the money, and they're willing to exchange time and chatting.
They got all kinds of time, right? Yeah. If you think about it, if they hit 1,000 people, and one of them falls for it, and they can extract just a few thousand dollars from that one person, right, they're set for the next however many months, right? They're in Africa or something like that, where the rent is not going to be that high. So, you know, one victim takes them through most of the year, probably.
Right.
And they can do better than one, I'm sure.
And, you know, Ron's fatal flaw here, to begin with, is he... you know, sent money without ever speaking to this person.
Even if you'd spoken to the person and it was a she, it still wouldn't have helped the situation. I mean, it would have made you feel better.
It narrows things down dramatically.
Yeah.
So if you're dealing with somebody who, like she claimed to be a Spaniard who mm-hmm. moved to the United States in her teens mm-hmm. and lived in Denver, Colorado. So now you know that it has to be a female. They have to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
They'll speak it with a Spanish accent. And like this gets much harder for an African scammer to pull off.
I get what you're saying, but the best that you could do, or even if all those things matched, it doesn't mean you're not getting scammed. It just means that you didn't catch them in a lie in that particular case. And a scam artist is likely lying from, you know, top to bottom.
Yes.
But that said, you know, as far as giving loans to people is concerned, I mean, I've given out my share of loans in my life and almost always regretted it.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to loaning money to friends.
But a loan within the first 24 hours.
Yeah. Even loaning money to friends, I've seen friendships be destroyed over loans and people not paying them back. So even loaning money to people you know doesn't go well, particularly well in general. Loaning money to somebody that you've had a phone conversation with is probably not a good idea, just in general, period. If you don't know the person face-to-face and have had a relationship with that person, you don't have collateral or anything, there's all kinds of reasons not to give somebody a loan, period. But Ron was in love, and he was feeling a connection to this person. And so we're going to get into the worst part of this story. So, Ron, you were concerned, right? Like, you had been told by people that this might be a scam. The manager at the Target had a conversation with you and talked you out of it temporarily. You ended up going back and spending over $16,000 over a period of days on purchasing gift cards for this purported woman. And ultimately, she wanted you to feel better, so she gives you this bank account information, purports that it is her bank account, and gives you what felt like access to her phone banking system, which you did technically have access to that bank account's phone banking system, the Citizens Bank bank system. All you have to know is the last four digits of the tax ID. And the account number. And you can go in there and you can listen to whatever the balance is and all the transactions that have happened on the account. No problem. So what the scam artist did was they have had this bank account. They found it somewhere online. It's a law firm's bank account, so there's always some high dollar amount that's sitting in it. In this case, when you called it, it was $50+ million that was sitting in this bank. Yeah, $51 million sitting in this bank account. And so you're feeling at that moment, you must have been feeling relief, right? Like, okay, she's being honest with me. She really does.
Oh yeah. That opened the floodgates to my trust. Once I heard that, I decided I'm going to trust her. When I heard $51 million and I reported it back to her, and she said, you see, I told you I was telling you the truth. I have this money. It's in the United States, and I will pay you back. She even promised. She even said she could pay me back double after she returned to the United States. Once
wow.
I heard that amount, that was my turning point.
It was too good to be true, right? Why would she pay you back double?
That was the turning point that sent me on the path to perdition or oblivion.
Yep. Because the numbers got a lot bigger. She wanted to get tens of thousands of dollars from you at that point.
Right. Almost every request after that was for tens of thousands.
What were the requests for? So, I mean, at this point, we've heard
hotel,
airport fees,
VAT tax,
and these sorts of things. But what is...
Okay. The next request came a few days later on December. The first three were the November 29th.
Yeah, we don't need to get the recap. We don't need the recap.
No. We are running out of time.
Yeah, okay, so we got to move forward.
You got that. Okay. Just wanted to make sure so you know the timetable of this. The next request came on, I believe, December 4th or 5th, and that was for $25,000 for insurance to ship the antiques to the United States, shipping insurance to the antiques. But everything seemed legitimate. He had an excuse, a plausible excuse.
Right.
But she had a different way of you delivering this $25,000.
Right,
this time she wanted Bitcoin.
We didn't want, I don't know, I don't remember. I didn't want to go through the gift cards anymore. It was a lot of trouble to go there.
No kidding.
Back home. It took hours to send her pictures of the gift cards one by one. I didn't want to do that anymore. So that was when I suggested wire transfer or we agreed on wire transfer for the $25,000 for quote unquote, shipping insurance for the antique. And so, it seemed like a legitimate request, a legitimate reason to want money. $25,000 seems like a lot, but again, I didn't know anything.
It's
about
a half
this.
A million dollars worth of antique equipment.
Yeah.
Why not $25,000?
She's got $50 million in the bank.
Ships sink all the time. You know.
Yeah.
So how did it end up going from wire transfer to Bitcoin? How did she end up flipping you there.
Okay, so for the $25,000, I took out $25,000, and I wired it to her, and then I got cold feet about right after sending the wire, and I decided to recall the wire. So I was still trying to be skeptical, so I recalled the wire, and I got the money back.
Mm-hmm.
I got all $25,000 back in a few days. We had a big, long
she
fight.
She got mad.
That.
Yep.
Oh,
where's
really
my money?
Yeah, right. And she really got mad. But I wanted it back because I even though I heard about all the $51 million in the bank account, I was just afraid of losing $25,000.
Sure.
So I recalled it. I got it back. And that was around December the 12th, so December 13th or 14th. I got the money back. And then we fought. For about four, five, six, 7 days, just argued about it. And finally, I gave in again. And so on December 19th, after I had gotten my $25,000 back from the bank where she had me wire it, I brought it back to my bank and I wired it again. So, I mean, I was warned originally for that $5,000. At Target by that assistant manager. I listened to him initially, but then I gave in and I went back to Target and I bought right. the $5,000 worth of gift cards after all in the end, back in late November. And the same thing in principle happened with the $25,000 in December. I sent it, I recalled it, but then we argued about it for days. She convinced me that she was legitimate, that she really would pay me back. So I went back to the bank. And I wired it again. I wired the $25,000 for a second time. And, that time it went to,
to whose account did you wire that?
What account?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. The business. She told me, she instructed me to send it to a business checking account for a place called Route 101 Goods. In Halstead, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second time I sent the $25,000, the second time I wired the $25,000.
And that's where I was involved, because Route 101 Goods is the store that was run by our co-host, Chris Reitman, who used to be on this show on a regular basis. He's busy running a new store since then. And we're going to, you know, I'm going to hit the fast forward button on this this story since I got involved here. Stand by, Ron. We'll continue here in just a moment. And wow, what a story. Hundreds of thousands of dollars lost to this scam artist. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can amp the show for $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can head over there and do that. We've got credit card, debit card, and Bitcoin as payment options. You'll get some cool perks, some bonuses, some benefits.
Send us Bitcoin. You won't get it back.
Right. You're not loaning us this money. You're sending it to us. We're going to use it to get on more radio stations so more people can hear the ideas of freedom. And in this case, the ideas of how to avoid being scammed on the internet, which, of course, step one is if somebody claims that they need money from you, just tell them no. You know, if you've never met them, even if you do know them, you probably should say no.
Yeah, because there is a fake Ian running around.
That's true. There's actually an imposter on Telegram pretending to be me.
And trying to create one of me.
Yeah, and trying to bilk people out of Bitcoin, pretending to be me because I do things with Bitcoin. And so they'll hit up people pretending like they're me and say, hey, I ran out of Bitcoin today at the vending machine here in Keene. Can you front me some Bitcoin? I'll get it back to you. So, like, there are people out there pretending to be me, and I suspect there's scammers out there now pretending to be you, Ron, because at one point you sent them your ID and photographs, and so there's probably some scammer out there pretending to be you, hitting up a lonely old woman out there somewhere, and because you're a handsome guy, trying to get money from these old retired women. So that's probably what's going on. So I'm going to try to condense this story as best I can, because we've been in this for literally the entire show for the most part, and it's a fascinating story, and one that I really hope people can learn from. So you got hit for over $16,000 in gift cards by this purported woman who's making it sound like she needs this for all these things she forgot that she would have to pay for when she buys $500,000 worth of antiques in South Africa. She's going to come back to you. She's going to make love to you. She's going to be your woman, and she's going to pay you everything back. And she showed you this fake bank or a real bank account, but wasn't really her bank account, but you didn't know that. It's set up in a way you don't hear the name on the bank account.
It's a fake bank account.
It's a real bank account with real money.
Yeah, I did not hear the name on the bank account.
But it wasn't hers. And so ultimately, she then asks you for $25,000 to wire it to an account run by Route 101 Local Goods. Well, that's our friends who I was working with to sell Bitcoin online on a website called localbitcoins.com. You didn't know anything about Bitcoins, but yet your online lover was instructing you to do certain things, like write on the wiring receipt words about how I so-and-so am buying, you know, this amount of Bitcoin from FTL Ian on localbitcoins.com and no refunds. And while you were doing this, what was going through your mind?
No refunds. It never said no refunds. That was not part of the message I had to write. That was never a part of it.
Okay.
And she later claimed that she told me that, that she told me at the time no refunds. She never did tell me that at the time. I have all the bank, gotcha. Bank slips still. And the two words, no refund, is not written on anyone.
Interesting.
I understand that this cannot be reversed or...
So what were you thinking, though, about having to write all these words about Bitcoin when you just thought you were sending...
That, I got really upset about that. I was so worried when she had me do that. I remember that was when I sent the 25,000 back. That was when I sent the 25,000 the second time.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have me do that the first time I sent it before I recalled. But when I sent it back about a week later, when I sent it again about a week later, it was the time when I sent it to Route 101 Goods in Alstead, New Hampshire. That was when she told me, write these words on a piece of paper and then hold up the piece of paper in front of your face and take a photo of you with your phone and text that to me. That scared me.
And then what she was doing on the other end was pretending to be a man who I was interacting with. On my end, I'd been a longtime Bitcoin seller on this website for years, and you know, I'd over 3,000 sales under my belt. Most 99% of them were legitimate, you know, good sales. And so I had had a customer who had purchased from me on a number of occasions, and everything seemed to be fine. I'd been dealing with this customer from as far back as the prior summer, so summer of 2019 in this case. And this same customer came to me and said he had a friend who wanted to buy Bitcoin. Well, that friend was you, or at least that's the way you were represented to me. And so I didn't have any question about this, right? From my perspective, this was a good client of mine who had bought from me on a multitude of occasions, and everything seemed to have gone smoothly. I'd never had any issues with this customer before, so they had this good rapport with me. And I'm like, yeah, just make sure your friend writes the right words on here, and then I'll send you the Bitcoin, no problem. So,
was that Nelson?
Yeah,
Nelson?
Man named Nelson. Yeah, we're not going to say his last name here because...
I know, I didn't say it on purpose.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought this was legitimate. In the photograph, it's you with the paperwork, and, you know, of course, he sent me your ID, which you had sent to your lover, and so, from my perspective, all of the hoops that I required for Know Your Customer had been jumped through, and ultimately, you had done this because you thought you were going to get this woman, and I didn't know anything about a woman. I thought you were this friend of this guy.
That's interesting. I don't do third-party trades.
I generally don't do them either, but this was a good customer.
Was a long customer.
Yeah, he was a good customer. So ultimately, on me, it was from my perspective, I was under a long con. So somebody who was a good customer became a bad customer and ultimately induced you to put money into bank accounts that I was involved with. So I then sent money to the scam artist who ultimately, let me continue here. So... Then you sent that to
me. Let me just ask you, yeah. Nelson sent you my picture holding the note.
Correct.
And on the bank slip to pretending to be me.
No, Nelson wasn't pretending to be you. He was pretending, the scammer was pretending to be this Nelson guy. So I don't think that the person was even Nelson.
Right.
Nelson was also likely another victim who never complained about.
The scammer was pretending to be who was pretending to be
right.
Nelson.
And then they sent you back for, I don't know, five or six more purchases, putting more money. The rest of them were cashier's checks they had you drop into to a different account and do the same thing with taking a picture and showing, you know, writing on the receipts and showing that you are what appeared to
same
me
thing,
to,
yeah.
to be a consenting person. And you had a big smile on your face and everything in these photographs, even though you were feeling torn up inside, you were telling me after the fact when we had this conversation off the air, because you felt like if you didn't keep getting deeper, you'd have no chance of getting your money back.
Yeah, see, that's the reason for sending money changed. It started out because I thought that I loved her. I wanted to trust her. I made a decision to love and to trust her. I made that decision. And once I made that decision, I was willing to believe things that didn't sound quite right,
mm-hmm.
didn't quite make sense. but I was willing to trust her that she knew what she was doing, even if I didn't, and that she would ultimately come to San Francisco, pay me back right away, which she promised she would do on her first day back, and then stay with me to be my woman. I said, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to believe her. Worst decision I've ever made, but that was the decision I made at the time. And then after, I did. But that was why I sent $16,000 in gift cards. And that might have been why I sent the $25,000. But after I sent the $25,000, which was the fourth time I sent money, my reason to send money changed after that. Then I became afraid not to. That sent $25,000. She was into me for $42,000.
Right. And if you don't send money, she's not going to come to you. She's not going to come see you.
And the $25,000 wire, I mean.
Yeah, she's not going to come see you. You're not going to get your money. And at that point, you're thoroughly in. This is the sunken cost fallacy.
Mm-hmm. I was afraid of that. I was afraid of that. So you said the sunken cost fallacy, that's what took effect in my mind. I stopped sending money because I loved her. That no longer was the reason I continued sending money. The reason I continued
was fear. You moved from love to fear.
Let's address the sunken cost fallacy here in the final minutes of the show. Yep. Let's address the sunken cost fallacy. Once, whatever the investment is, because this is an investment, mm-hmm. whatever the investment is, once you've sent the money off, it's gone. Like, you may get something back in turning an investment. You turn in your shares, and then you get new money, but the money's already spent. When you buy 100 shares of FTL stock or whatever, the money you spent on it is now gone. You have 100 shares of FTL stock. You don't have money. You have something that may or may not be worth something in the future if you can trade it off. So you have to constantly look at investments this way, because otherwise you end up doing what Ronald has done here, which is throwing good money after bad.
Right. Yeah. The next request after $25,000 was for $40,000.
Yep, and then more and more and more. It ended up being over $300,000, $350,000
or so. She just went up the ladder on me. She went up the ladder.
Well, how did it all end?
$40,000. She went to $75,000.
In 1 minute, Ron. How did it end?
It was in mid-January, and a little past mid-January, I had sent her my last $31,000. I told her I didn't have any money left, and that's how. But she kept texting me and asking me for money. I said, I'm out of money. You have to come here and pay me back, otherwise I'm not even going to be able to pay my rent.
And the crazy thing is, we're out of time, but the crazy thing is, you told me recently, you texted her recently, and she responded.
Oh, yeah.
She's still ready to take you for more.
He's still in touch with me off and on.
But you'll never find out who she is, because she's halfway across the world, and we have no idea. You can't find these people. They're completely protected. It's just a crazy story. Ronald, thank you for spending your time explaining this to us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us there. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.